Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 242 for Tuesday, January 27th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was slightly lower after a day of choppy two-sided trade on Tuesday. Canola values were anywhere from 10 cents to $1.60 lower, March down at $1.60 at $459.10 per ton. Spillover pressure came from the decline seen in Chicago soybean futures. Sentiment that canola is overvalued compared to other oil seeds further undermined the market. Ongoing expectations of record large South American soybean production were also bearish, though there are some areas of concern in the north. However, speculative-based buying interest, as they were pushing the long canola short soybean spread for a good chunk of the day, limited the declines. Steady end-user demand for Canadian canola and a late-day rally in Chicago soy oil futures also supported the market. The Canadian currency moved higher against the U.S. dollar Tuesday, but remained very weak and below the 81 cents U.S. mark. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly all in the red on Tuesday. Soybean futures were anywhere from 8 to 11 cents lower. March was down 9.25 cents at $9.74¾ per bushel. News that China canceled a previously made order for U.S. soybeans weighed on the market. Further downward pressure came from expectations of record large South American soybean production this year, despite some worries about dryness in the northern part of the region. However, good demand for soy meal helped to temper the weakness. Corn futures were softer, with good weather for South America's corn crop behind some of the declines. Prices were anywhere from 2 to 5 cents lower, March down 3 cents at $3.81 a bushel. Continued weakness in the ethanol market and signs of slowing demand from the domestic feed sector added to the bearish tone. However, signs of improving export demand for U.S. corn helped to limit the losses. Wheat values in Chicago were slightly lower after chopping around on both sides of unchanged throughout the day. Values were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents lower, March down 2.5 cents at $5.19 per bushel. Ongoing worries about slow export demand and spillover pressure from the decline seen in corn and soybeans helped to weigh on the Chicago wheat futures. However, sentiment that the market is oversold and due for an upward correction limited the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, January 27th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.